Mike Quigley once said, "Immigration is not about visa numbers or building a fence. It is about reclaiming our roots as a nation of immigrants and a refuge for those who have been cast aside." Immigration has been a problem in America for decades. Since the start of World War II, people have been fleeing countries in order to find a new life in a safe haven. Over the years, people have been migrating, both illegally and legally, in the hopes of being welcomed into a new home. Sadly, our government system and its numerous faults make the dream of becoming a citizen a mere far-fetched delusion. Many people today are forced to leave what is considered a nation of refugees due to illegal discrepancies. Families and homes are ripped apart, forcing thousands back to their home country of poverty. This social justice issue is an urgent one and needs serious mending. My mother, Victoria Shapiro, immigrated with her parents to America illegally. My mom is a firsthand example of the struggle to find oneself in a new and sometimes unwelcoming environment. She faced many obstacles, some of which include finding her footing in a new culture, struggling amongst a language barrier, and receiving education in a new country while working to support her family, who traveled the borders with nothing. Without my mom's bravery and resilience during a long and strenuous time, my life today would have looked very different than it does. However, my mom achieved finding a place that she now comes home, but without enough aid from our current government systems. Mom, how old were you when you first came to America?
I was 13 years old and traveled with my mom, my dad, and grandparents.
Did you come to America with any knowledge of the English language?
No. I had to begin schooling immediately and was forced to learn English in the midst of a classroom while working two jobs to support my family, who was given no compensation or aid after arriving in a new nation. How was your experience among arriving in a new culture and country?
I felt it was difficult to adapt due to the fact that my family was forced to immigrate illegally. We could not receive papers and were therefore forced to flee Russia in the hopes of finding a new home without legal help. The system that is supposed to support immigration needs repair, as many families that I know face similar challenges. My family and I were very lucky to receive citizenship in America. However, thousands of people failed to be granted such a miracle.
Ultimately, after talking to my mother and the rest of my family, it is clear that the current methods set in place to help immigrants are often doing more harm than good. Many people are getting deported by our own legal systems due to a lack of paperwork or other invalid reasons. Our nation was initially meant to be a place of rescue against worse conditions, a new beginning of sort. However, getting caught up in legalities has blinded many from the true importance in life, helping people in our community. Overall, bringing benefit to those in need is the goal of any issue in need of mending, and immigration is one that needs to continue to help people rather than turning them away. Many people share these beliefs, voicing their opinions amongst the public. Prominent figures that hold power use their authority to get the right message across. Bill Gates stated, "The U.S. immigration laws are bad. Really, really bad. I'd say treatment of immigrants is one of the greatest injustices done in our government's name." Furthermore, prominent figure Linda Ronstadt voices, "There should not be a question of legal or illegal immigration. People came and immigrated to this country from the time of the Indians. No one's illegal. They should just be able to come." Just as Gates and Ronstadt commented, immigration is an ongoing struggle for millions around the world and will surely continue to be one unless things change. Change is initiated by the people
and people need to continue to fight for a social justice issue that can possibly be fixed.